Tourism in central New York has all but come to a halt since mid-March, when college sporting events were canceled and retailers and restaurants shut their doors. All but one convention booked for this year has bailed out. Visit Syracuse president and CEO Danny Liedtke says a normally $900 million industry might be down to less than $300 million if the trend continues. He says the shutdown has been catastrophic to the economy, the county budget, and the agency.
Taking about a $750,000 hit was not easy to absorb. So we've had to furlough a few people. We've had to reduce our budgets where we could. But we also realized that we could not sacrifice the future. My sales team has done a great job of focusing on 21. 21 is looking to be a great year right now.
So is 2022. In the meantime, though, Liedtke says their playbook is clearly limited since they can't really market the region to other parts of the state, the Northeast, or Canada just yet. Instead, they're trying to build local confidence in and awareness of what the area has to offer.
What do we have an abundance of here in Central New York? It's the great outdoors. We've got great parks and great places to get away from people. So that's really been the focus. I mean, food certainly, some of the agritourism as far as, you know, the farm to table, the craft beverages, those sort of things tend to be in remote locations.
Liedtke says they're holding out hope there can be some form of college sports this fall. He says the unknown is scary.
If we go the fall without that, I mean, the year's horrendous now. It just makes matters even worse. So we're just sitting on eggshells waiting to see if there's going to be a college football season or college basketball for that matter. That's a really, really big demand generator. And to take that out, that's the last large thing we have maybe to look forward to now that the fair is gone.
Liedtke says the hospitality industry has taken the hardest hit, normally driven by the large events requiring overnight stays. He estimates about 85% of hotel workers are unemployed. For example, Liedtke says a 250-room hotel with 120 employees is down to 4. The month of May normally sees room occupancy in the 70% range. Liedtke says it was 13%. All of that cuts into sales, room occupancy, and other taxes that support county government. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.